Good morning and welcome to Blueprint for Wealth. I'm Wayne Zell, your host of this fast-paced half hour of special topics and special guests designed to help you realize your personal dreams of wealth and freedom. Blueprint for Wealth is brought to you by the law firm of Odin, Feldman, and Pittleman, located in Fairfax, Virginia right now, but moving to Reston at the end of August, serving clients all across the D.C. metro area with clients all across the country. If you'd like to know more about us, visit us on the web at ofplaw.com. Also, I invite you to subscribe to my blog where you can get updates on tax, estate planning, and business planning issues of interest. And also there's archived articles, video, and audio of interest to you in those areas. And lastly, please read my column in the Washington Business Journal every month entitled Blueprint for Wealth, where we have columns and topics of interest on tax, estate planning, and business planning issues. Now, over the last couple of weeks, I've been talking about the prospects for tax reform before the end of this year, 2012, as well as after 2012, going into 2013, and the prospects look dim. There is the likelihood that if Congress does nothing, the Bush tax cuts that were enacted way back in 2001 and extended again for 2 years in 2010 will expire on December 31st of 2012, resulting in approximately a $3.6 trillion tax increase over the next 10 years. I've seen estimates as high as $5.4 trillion, but I think that combines some of the other expiring provisions that have been enacted over the last couple of years. Most importantly, on Monday, July the 9th, President Barack Obama urged Congress to extend the expiring tax cuts for most American families, which injects the issue of tax fairness in the 2012 presidential campaign. The president, who spoke at the White House on July the 9th, voiced support for allowing tax cuts for households earning over $250,000 a year to expire at the end of 2012, and preserving existing tax rates and tax cuts for households earning less than that. The president basically said, "We don't need any more top-down economics. We tried that theory. We can't afford to go back to it." He said, "That's why I believe it's time for the tax cuts for the wealthiest Americans, including myself, to expire." Of course, the president makes more than $250,000 a year, well in excess of that. Now, Congress, in my opinion, is likely to do anything but that. In other words, will they allow the tax rates to increase on those earning more than $250,000 and let the tax cuts continue for those earning less? And the answer is probably not. Republicans who control the House of Representatives quickly and vociferously rejected Obama's proposal as a tax hike, though the president sought to decouple the middle-class tax cuts from the high-end tax breaks. President Obama urged lawmakers to act now to extend most of the expiring tax cuts and have a second debate, likely to be decided as part of November's election, on the tax cuts for the wealthiest. Now, Mitt Romney's reaction was, "My opponent will fight to keep them in place. I will fight to end them," is what Obama said to Mitt Romney, who is the expected Republican presidential nominee. All the tax cuts, which were first proposed by President George W. Bush back in 2001, were set to expire at the end of 2010, as I mentioned. After having initially resisted extending these tax cuts, you may recall that President Obama relented and agreed to a 2-year extension of the Bush tax cuts, as well as an expansion of tax cuts for the ultra-wealthy in the estate tax arena. This compromise allowed the administration to advance some of its legislative priorities in 2010 in that year's lame duck Congress. The question is, are we going to have a lame duck Congress in 2012? At the time of the extension in 2010, the president said he would refuse to again agree to extend the high-end tax cuts, meaning the tax cuts for those making more than $250,000. And in each budget since then, the president has proposed increasing taxes on those who are earning more than $250,000 a year. The president's announcement is very significant. The Republicans have raised the specter of a tax increase that would automatically spring into effect if the Bush tax cuts were allowed to expire at the end of this year. Though President Obama's proposal would preserve existing tax rates and tax cuts for all but the quote-unquote wealthiest American households, Republicans still derided it as a massive tax hike, especially on small business owners whose revenues are treated as personal income, those that use partnerships or S corporations to pass through their earnings. Now, that's interesting because some estimates that have come out from the Congressional Budget Office indicate that the tax cuts that would be extended do not favor most Americans. In fact, only favor a small minority, including businesses. Now, Romney's campaign spokeswoman, who is Andrea Saul, said that President Obama's response to even more bad economic news is a massive tax increase. She continued, "The president's latest bad idea is to raise taxes on families, job creators, and small businesses. Almost 500,000 fewer Americans are working today than the day Barack Obama took office, and we've just come through the worst job creation quarter in 2 years." Again, not to inject politics into this program, because it's not a political program. That is the Romney position. The Democrats argue that the Obama administration has stabilized the economy and stopped continuing erosion in job creation and job loss. In response to the charge, Obama said, "This isn't about taxing job creators. This is about helping job creators," whatever that means. The Republicans accused Obama of looking to divert attention from the recent job numbers reports that came out prior to his announcement on Monday the 9th, which showed that the economy added 80,000 jobs in June that fell way short of what the estimates were. Taxes have often been an effective political weapon for the GOP to wield against Democrats in election years. The president's announcement on Monday the 9th was ostensibly intended to defuse the looming tax fight that will come about at the end of this year, though it's highly unlikely that any legislation makes it to the president's desk before Election Day. The president's proposal doubles down on what Democrats view as a politically advantageous demand that the wealthy, quote-unquote wealthy, people making more than $250,000 a year, contribute a higher share of taxes, a sentiment that polls generally fairly well. Nonetheless, Americans slightly favored Republicans on the issue of taxes in the June NBC News Wall Street Journal poll. 34% of the respondents said that they favor the GOP's approach to taxes versus 32% who said that of the Democrats, who agreed with the Democrats. The Republicans on Capitol Hill have been eager to highlight differences between Democratic lawmakers and the president on this very issue. Democratic leaders in the House and Senate have called on preserving tax rates for all households earning less than $1 million a year, a higher threshold than the president's. This alternative proposal, of course, was born of politics, since it opens the door to Democrats' charges that the GOP wishes to preserve tax breaks, literally, for millionaires. The president's push to extend the Bush tax cuts for households earning less than $250,000 a year is also meant to set up a contrast with Romney. His proposal is to cut marginal income tax rates by 20% in each bracket, and that composes the cornerstone of his tax reform plan. Unlike President Obama, Governor Romney understands that the last thing we need to do in this economy is raise taxes on anyone, said Andrea Saul. He has a plan to permanently lower marginal tax rates, help middle-class Americans save and invest, and jumpstart economic growth and creation of jobs. Romney also has called for cutting the corporate tax rate to 25% from its current 35% high rate and maintaining friendly tax rates on investment income, which right now, dividends are taxed at 15%, capital gains also at 15%. If the tax cuts expire at the end of the year, the dividend highest rate goes all the way up to 43.4%. Romney's refused to specify what those changes will be in terms of some of his tax reform proposals, or how they will affect the nation's tax ledger or the budget in terms of reducing the deficit or getting the deficit under control. He recently told CBS that he would go through the process with Congress to determine which deductions and exemptions he would eliminate. He's additionally weathered pressure from the Obama campaign to release more of his own tax records recently amid scrutiny of his overseas holdings. Romney released his returns from 2010, which he showed that he paid an effective tax rate of 14% because most of his tax gains came from capital gains. To keep in touch with us on changes in the tax legislation and in order to properly manage your affairs, give us a call at 703-218-2100, and we'll keep you abreast of the latest changes in Congress that are winding their way through that may have an impact on your income and estate tax planning. I'm Wayne Zell, and you're listening to Blueprint for Wealth.